Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Super glad you're with us. We're going to dive into the topic right now.
Let's dive in. So I proposed this topic to Kim before we started recording. And I told her, I was like, man, I know like Bree and I have been talking about this, but I don't remember where the topic originated. And I wish I did, because it might help my brain have more context, because all I have is the one line note that I wrote down in my phone. So I have this like note in my phone for podcast stuff. And whenever something interesting happens, I'm like, oh, let me jot that down, because I'm definitely going to forget about it when it comes time to record. And like, you know, sometimes for us, topics are elusive. But the question that I wrote down on my phone was, are you fighting against demons or are you fighting against God? And I can tell you, like, the basic premise of that is there's just a lot of times where in our life, we're like, this is how things need to happen. This is the way this should go. And like, we are making the call of what is just. But oftentimes, God sees it very differently. And he wants something else to happen. And so, like, we resist it. And then we get this, like, we get a resistance. Like, there's something pushes back when we push. And many times people would say, or maybe, I don't know, maybe select groups in the church would say, oh, I'm like, this is witchcraft, or I like a spiritual warfare is going on. And really, all that's going on is you're trying to impose your will in a way that God doesn't want, in a way that's different. And so just the question of like, man, do you know who you're fighting against? Do you know what's going on? Like, I think lately my mind has been like thinking about kind of these bigger thought-provoking questions that don't really have good answers. They're just like, they make me think, and I'm like, oh, like, I'm enjoying this moment of some of these conversations with myself. But what are your thoughts with that?
I think it's good. I think it tends to be pretty in line with what we have been talking about. So we had been talking about like when your body is responding about something, you don't necessarily cognitively know what it is. And you're kind of fighting yourself. And then we talked about kind of your struggle with anxiety and how you were kind of fighting the process. And at this point, like hindsight, you know that had you given into it, it might have been easier. I'm not saying it would have been easier, but yeah, that was kind of the conversation we had. So it's interesting. This is now coming up because now it is, are you fighting against demons? Or are you fighting against God? And I think it all ties together because sometimes God has us doing stuff or has a path for us that we wouldn't necessarily choose for ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we're thinking only with our own will, just like you're talking about. And I don't know how many times I've resisted his will, like a million, probably.
Right.
But also, probably really on the flip side, I think back to when I was a kid and a teenager, and that was like my spiritual warfare training. It was ridiculous. There was all of this stuff that was coming against me, scaring the crap out of me. Like, I had to really learn how to fight early. And it was like, life or death then. But later, when I really started seeking the Lord, like seeking face, his face and relationship and stuff with him, he showed me how that was kind of my training ground. And now I'm thinking, not that I think he wills it to be so, that we would suffer and fight and like have such a struggle. But there's also that piece of like, he works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. You know what I mean? So was I maybe even in the process of fighting against demons or against what I then perceived as my enemy? This is probably on the flip side. I wasn't fighting against God, but I was still being trained by God. Mm-hmm. Probably completely different topic, but that's what it kind of brought me back to.
Yeah.
And now I have to ask myself, so did he work those things for the good, or was it his will that I be exposed to that early so that I'd be prepared as an adult and wouldn't have to try to cover that ground? Now, I don't know. You ever think about those things?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I recently heard something that said, God doesn't necessarily test you, but God takes you to the test. Hmm. And it was sort of this concept of like, let's say one of your kids is an athlete and they've been training for years, maybe just a basketball game because it's, you know, March Madness and all. Sure. Like you've been training them, like, and it gets time for the game. You, the parent, aren't necessarily the one testing them in the game, but you're taking them to the game because you know they're capable. They've trained, they've practiced, they've done all this stuff. And I think it can get really weird in your mind if your loving Heavenly Father is the one who's like, okay, now let me put this in front of them so I can see how they do. Like, let me intentionally trip them up. But if he takes you to the test because he's been working with you and he knows you're ready for it, mm-hmm. like that's a different, it's a different relational mindset. And I think that's an important distinction. And so like when you're talking about things, it's like, yeah, did he orchestrate your childhood issues? I don't necessarily think he did, but did he use them? For sure.
For sure.
And also, did they lead to was it like the beginnings of you being able to handle harder tests? Like, you know, as we get older, as we mature, tests don't necessarily become easier.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's, yeah, it's an interesting thought though.
Yeah.
I think one example, go ahead.
Nope.
Okay. I think one example that comes to mind from like the Bible of this, like, who are you fighting against, is Jonah. Like, he's a great example for this because God sends him to Nineveh, not to preach a message of repentance, but to preach a message of destruction. Like his goal, his job was to go to Nineveh and say, hey, God's mad at you. You're going to die. Not in those exact words. And the reason he didn't want to do that was because he knew inside himself that God was going to protect them. Or if they repented, God would forgive them. And they lived in a, like, the Nineveh was in an area that was known for being very hostile to Jonah's people. And so that wasn't what he wanted. Mm-hmm. But his role was to go, like, I guess kind of warn them, but only really, I mean, it really wasn't a warning. Like, it was really like, God is going to destroy you. And then their king was like, oh shoot, maybe we should repent. And I just think, like, like Jonah and the whale and the, like that whole story, it's like, I think maybe most of the time I've heard people teach it, they've said like, oh, you know, God's the one who sent the whale or the big fish or whatever. It wasn't the enemy trying to keep Jonah from it. Jonah was running from what God wanted. But I think the reasoning behind it is interesting. And it just makes me think of like the conversation of like, who are you fighting? Like, I don't think there was any moment there where Jonah was in there going, man, I just can't believe Satan got me this time. Like, I think he knew who he was fighting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we always do. And I think sometimes, like, to me, it speaks of like my relationship with God. It's like, because I look at society now, and I look at the way the church interacts with society, and the church is really great at speaking doom and gloom and destruction over cultures, but it's not very good at going to them and saying, hey, have you just repented? If you like, there's a loving God on the other side of this. And I think that that's, I don't know, there's just something about his story that makes me think, oh, he knew who he was fighting against. And I don't know if I always do.
I think you're right. I think there tends to be a pride point, especially with believers, especially if you're seeking God and righteousness. That, and this is a really, it's a tough thing to say, because I also do this. Like, I get to the point where I feel like I'm so close to him and I'm doing his will. And then I'll make a decision for something. And I believe because I'm doing all the other things that are in his will, then my will in this case must also be his will. And sometimes it's still just my will. Right? Like, sometimes I don't then consult with him first and like get the, yeah, that's what I want to have happen. And one of the big things that I think trips us up with that, like, yes, I think it's a pride thing, even unintentionally. Like, truly, I don't think like a bad heart about it. I think it happens. But I also think that sometimes the things that we think are good are not the things that God thinks are good. Right? Or ideal. Maybe they're good, but not ideal.
Yeah.
And that's a hard truth, and that's a hard thing to learn. And so sometimes you are fighting against the will of God, even though you think you're fighting for something good, which is a wild thing to say. So sometimes it's not even fighting against demons. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's your will against God's will. And I am someone who tends to be stubborn and strong-willed, as they would say, but I've yet to win against God.
Yeah.
You know, my will is not as strong as his is. And there will be things put in the way if you just go against it, especially if it's in a circumstance when you are trying to represent him. Or I've talked about this before. There was a moment in my walk that it was just in normal prayer time during the day that the Father said to me, okay, we've come to a fork in the road. You can either decide to come with me and obey no matter what, or you can go along with how things have been, the status quo, but you won't grow much more. And it will just kind of all stay the same. And I was like, what? Yeah, I'm with you. Whatever. Okay. Well, I signed up for obedience, man. And sometimes he tells me to do things I don't want to do. And sometimes I fight it. And I'm sometimes fighting for myself, and sometimes I'm fighting on behalf of him that he hasn't told me to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's tough because I've seen a lot of believers do this. I've done this. I can look 5-10 years ago and I was fighting for things that I would like smack myself for now, you know, and it's just because I thought it was good.
I think that's challenging because it's what we thought was good in the moment because it's all we knew.
Right.
And so it's not even really like, it doesn't have to even be out of this defiance. I know it's better. It's
even.
Often just out of, that's all I know. And so we were talking about something else before this that maybe we'll do another episode on at some point, but like, I like have some strong opinions about things that people have talked about in prophecy. And I think a lot of it is they just don't know better. And so they're talking about what they want to happen because it's the best they can currently imagine, but it's really not the best. Like, it's really not what should happen.
You know, I feel like there's been this stream of, I don't know, commonality in like our last month's worth of episodes. Because this takes me back to the one about asking the right questions. And I think within the context of this conversation and what you were just saying, so many times we get stuck in a box with what we know and what we think is good. And we haven't asked the questions and we haven't really even realized that we're in a box to know that there's something beyond what is the good. So it's like, I'm going to put it in context of the trees, right? So the tree of life versus the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That doesn't mean that it's everything is evil. Like, there are good things in there too. But have we boxed ourselves in to only see good and evil and not to be able to see the broader picture of life? And I think in that same episode, we talked about, does it bring life? Isn't that, I think that was that episode that we talked about that.
I think so.
Anyway, I just find it really interesting. All these things are continuing to come up. It's kind of been a little cyclical. So I think there's something that either we need to learn, probably, or somebody who's listening needs to learn, but it's probably us, you guys.
It's very possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then let me ask you this, going back to the origin of this conversation, are you fighting against demons or God? What are demons?
My current belief system is that demons are, man, this is tough because there's two different answers that I wrestle with. And maybe the answer is and both. But I don't know. We'll see. But one of the answers that I currently hold is that demons are the disembodied spirits of the children of the Watchers and the daughters of men from Genesis 6, I believe. And so would be what we would call Nephilim.
Okay.
And since they weren't created by God, they can't, there's nowhere for them to go. They were created within this plane. They stay on this plane. And so they're just a spirit who is seeking a home because it used to have a body. It's impossible to interact in this dimension without a body. And so they're looking for people to influence or to inhabit or things like that. So I think that's one of the answers that I hold. The other answer is that demons are adversarial spirits that are created by our decisions, like how energy is, like we take energy and we either do something good with it or evil with it, that a demon is the effect of the negative choices we make. So when we lash out in anger, we create an energy of anger that moves out. And it's in that sense of the word demon, like it is an adversarial spirit, but it is also something like energy is just transmuted. And so it is something that can be taken and shifted and changed again. But that is what it is. I mean, that's so I'm having a hard time like finding the right words to really express this, because I think it's a tough topic. It also, I think there's so many more layers to this. Like often in my young life in church, it was Satan is everything. Like anything bad that happened, that was Satan. Well, then we started talking about some demons. Okay, well now there's Satan and there's some demons. And then you read the Bible and there's Satan and demons and maybe some fallen angels. And maybe there's some differences between those. And so like, I think that there is levels and levels and levels of what we're talking about. Sure. And I don't know that I have the understanding to really put them in their scientific order to be fully explained. So I think that's partly why I have trouble explaining it, and partly why those answers could be both and, because like they could be both true. We're just using the same word to describe both things.
It makes me wonder, like in biology, you know how there's like this order of categorization, kingdom, phylum, class, order.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder if it's like a class or something, or an order of something. And then there are all of these phylums and species that then they're kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Categorized into, and I don't know. I wanted to ask that because we've had some of these conversations before. I've never heard that description that your second description. I don't think you've ever shared that one with me. And so I think it's interesting. And if you're listening to this, I hope you know that this podcast for us and what we talk about, this is a journey for us.
For sure.
And just like I didn't know that there was this other thing that Josh has been pondering and like learning and figuring out about what he believes to be demons, I think you have to know that when we're talking about some of this stuff, this is us learning, and this is where we are right now. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow it might change, because right. God might just like light up a different path and be like, no, this, or like, hey, guess what? You're asking the wrong questions, or give some new revelation, and then we'll believe that. And that may then evolve and morph into something else later as he leads us to something else. And so I guess I want to say this, as an umbrella statement.
Yeah.
And if you disagree with us, terrific.
Yeah. Yeah,
totally fine. We talk through this stuff so that we can grow and so that we can continue forward. And we may not hold the same opinions tomorrow that we do today. Mm-hmm. But for right now, that's all we have that we can share. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very true. And like when you talked about like the kingdom order of, I'm like, yeah, my opinion could totally change tomorrow because someone could like give me information that expands what I know. And I'm like, oh yeah, now I can reorder the things that I've been thinking about and make total sense out of it. I think it's important to be specific when we are growing, as specific as you can be, because it's like, these are such big topics that we're like delving into, that I think the more specific you can be, the more clarity you bring to everybody involved.
For sure. For sure. And I think it's, I like what you just said, because I think a lot of times, excuse me, God, the Father, whoever you want to call him, will give us each pieces of this, like of a whole truth. And I think there's value in being able to share those things with people you feel safe sharing them with, because then, yeah, you might have two pieces of the puzzle that didn't connect to anything else, but they still just felt so true and right. And then all of a sudden you can connect them and see more of the whole truth. And I think that's a beautiful thing and not something to be overlooked.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting talk today, Joshua. I appreciate you bringing this topic.
Thanks. I hope next time we have more great things to talk about. I don't know. This is a good conversation. Sometimes I'm just like, man, I hope the listeners enjoy our rambling, because I don't always know exactly where I'm going. And like you said, we're on a journey of figuring out what we believe in this. And so, I don't know. Listeners, let us know. Who are you fighting? What is a demon? Like, let us know.
It's true. What do you completely disagree with? What could you expound on? Is there anything that we've said that you have like more revelation on that we've just missed and you're that piece of the puzzle?
Yeah. Let us know. Come on the show.
Heck yeah. Good stuff. Awesome. Okay. Thanks for joining today, guys. We'll see you next time.
See you.
Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.